In the last section of this chapter, we discussed architecture design decisions. And these design decisions have to make decisions about something. That might be some options, but where do they come from? In this section, in 2.3, Architect's Toolbox, we want to discuss what architectural knowledge is about, how are reusable elements stored, and what is the source, the repository. How can we organize this? This will be extended later by specific patterns, tactics, reference architectures, technologies. There are options for specific quality attributes. Let's start with a few on the questions we have. We will start with architectural knowledge at first, and then we will come to the organization of the toolbox. So let's start with this nice picture. What is architectural knowledge? Yeah, this saying a good decision is based on knowledge, I think nobody would think that's wrong. Everybody would agree, but what does it mean? It means a decision that has to make use of something. This is what engineering is about. We want to make use of something that is already there. So, however, a decision is always project specific. However, architectural knowledge has to be valid across projects. So this has to be project independent. And this is what we can talk about here in a lecture like this. We cannot concentrate on one or two specific projects. We have to discuss things, something in a more reusable sense. So we care about project independent things. And this is what architectural knowledge is about. Architectural knowledge might be the knowledge about reusable solutions that are reusable in across projects, independent from one specific project. And here on this slide, there are three four categories of reusable things we could bring into an architecture when we develop it. So that might be tactics, patterns, reference architectures, and technologies. And these are stored in something what I want to call toolbox. However, for making use of an architectural solution, of such an option, a reusable thing, we have to know something about it. And this is what we call knowledge. What we need for them what we need to know is are them some properties. Examples for properties are the positive things. For example, benefits and strengths. Or when we want to achieve certain quality attributes, then we want to use their impact on quality attributes. And there might be some prerequisites, some requirements to an environment of a certain option, of a certain solution, that it can be to enable its application. Let's call it required environment. And it would be fine to have some experience with that, some examples, some additional knowledge about conditions for successful behavior, for successful use. Experience from sample projects. And environments. However, the last point cannot be discussed here in this lecture because of its amount of information. We have to strip this, so we care about the benefits, strengths, impact, quality attributes, and requirement environment. And the last one will not be shown here. This is something that's up to you to collect it throughout your business career. Okay, this is so far, this is what we want to tell about architectural knowledge. It has to be project independent. This is one point, and it has to be specific for some quality attributes. It has some covers knowledge about prerequisites that are needed from the environment, about benefits, strengths. For example, that we could add weaknesses here. Of course, not everything has a positive side, as we know. So in the answer to this question about the architectural knowledge, we use all these terms here on the slide, and we will explain later what the tactics, patterns, and reference architectures are.